Close your eyes. Okay, sit down. And now we'll turn the light on very slowly.
Wow, this is really far out, like from another world. Just look at how those colours glow, and all the figures. Where are we?
We're at the Panorama Museum in Bad Frankenhausen, and you're looking at the world's largest oil painting.
Yes, indeed, it's huge. Did one man paint all this by himself?
Not quite. Werner Tübke first painted the whole picture in a smaller version on a 1 to 10 scale. Then, with the help of other painters, he transferred it onto this large canvas. It took 54 men to hoist the finished canvas up and attach it to a set of steel rings, just like a curtain. Only that the canvas weighed more than 1 ton, and that's without the paint.
So which war are we looking at on this painting?
The painter depicted the Peasants' War, when the peasants fought the sovereigns for more rights. Although they didn't win, this revolt fits like a jigsaw piece into the greater history of the 16th century, which is what Tübke was trying to illustrate. Those were exciting times which revolutionized many aspects of life. Luther reformed the church, Columbus discovered America, Copernicus found out that the Earth rotates around the sun, and Gutenberg invented the printing press.
But why does everything look so dark then?
All these events characterize the transition from the dark, cold Middle Ages to a new, modern, and enlightened era. You see?
Right! It's much brighter over there. Look, there's the printing shop, and the orb around the flat disk of the Earth must represent that new world view.
Those are only two of the many details that Tübke managed to work into the painting. He even hid himself in there. Hey, if you can find the painter, I'll buy you a treat.